आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट ओवर 65 लाख प्रॉपर्टी कार्ड्स अंडर स्वामित्व स्कीम टू बेनिफिशियरीज फ्रॉम 50,000 विलेजेस टुडे। Budget session of Parliament to begin on the 31st of this month with President's address. Union budget to be presented on the 1st of February. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh calls for need to strengthen country's offensive and defensive responses amid global turmoil. IMF retains India's economic growth outlook at 6.5% over next two financial years. US Supreme Court upholds law banning TikTok in the country from tomorrow if platform is not sold by Chinese parent company. And Indian men's and women's teams cruise into the semi-finals of the Coco World Cup in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to beneficiaries through video conferencing today, marking a monumental milestone in the country's rural empowerment and governance journey. The property cards will be distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Our correspondent reports that the scheme aims to drive the economic transformation of rural India by providing property owners in village Abadi areas with a record of rights.
The Swamitva scheme was launched in 2020 to enhance the economic development of rural India by providing a record of rights to households through advanced drone technology for surveying. It also facilitates property monetization, enables access to institutional credit through bank loans, reduces property-related disputes, and supports better property assessment and property tax collections in rural areas. The drone surveys have been completed in over 3.17 lakh villages so far, covering 92% of the targeted areas. Nearly 2 crore 25 lakh property cards have been prepared for more than 1,50,000 villages. The scheme has reached full saturation in Puducherry, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Tripura, Goa, Uttarakhand and Haryana. With Dipendra Kumar, Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Madhya Pradesh, more than 15,63,000 beneficiaries will receive property cards from the Prime Minister under Swamitva scheme during Eid distribution program today. We have more from a correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi would also virtually interact with beneficiaries. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will also present at a state-level event in Shivdi. Madhya Pradesh District Headquarters will also host a property card distribution program in which union and state ministers, MPs and MLAs will take part. It is estimated that there are approximately 45,60,000 of these properties in Madhya Pradesh. Around 39,63,000 properties right cards have already been prepared and 24 lakh cards have been distributed so far. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The budget session of Parliament will commence from the 31st of this month. The session will commence with President Draupadi Murmu addressing a joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 31st of January. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget on the 1st of February. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasised the need to strengthen the country's offensive and defensive responses in view of growing tensions globally within the defence and security landscape. He said the complexities of a country's defence forces are increasing with time. He was addressing an event organised to commemorate 2024 as the year of naval civilians in New Delhi yesterday.
साथियों, मैं सरकार की ओर से आपको इस बात का आश्वासन देता हूं कि हमारी फोर्सेस की मजबूती के लिए भारत सरकार को जो भी करना पड़े सरकार वह करेगी। आपके साथ भारत के 140 करोड़ नागरिक पूरी मजबूती के साथ खड़े हैं। आप और हम सब मिलकर न सिर्फ सामरिक दृश्य भारत को मजबूत बनाएंगे बल्कि भारत की ओवरऑल ग्रोथ एंड डेवलपमेंट को भी एक नया डायमेंशन देने में कामयाब होंगे।
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved 11,440 crore rupees revival package for Rashtriya Ispat Nigam Limited, RINL. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav told media in New Delhi yesterday, with the help of this package, all the employees of RINL as well as all the people connected with the economic activities of RINL will be immensely benefited.
With this, all the employees of RINL as well as all the people connected with the economic activity of RINL will be immensely benefited and Andhra Pradesh will get a major steel plant revived in the coming days.
The Odisha government has signed 8 MOUs with Singapore-based organizations for collaborations in different fields, including skill development, green energy and industrial park development. The MOUs have been signed at Bhubaneswar in presence of Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, and Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam. President Shanmugaratnam has been on a two-day visit to Odisha since yesterday with a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament, and senior officials. We have more from a correspondent.
The Odisha government has signed 8 MOUs with different Singapore-based organizations following a bilateral discussion between the Singapore delegation led by President Shanmugaratnam. The MOUs have been signed for industrial parks, green hydrogen corridor, petrochemical and petroleum investment region, development of a new city, new energy, strengthening fintech ecosystem, advancing skill landscape and skill development in semiconductor sector. The President of Singapore admired Odisha's efforts in advancing skill development and fostering innovation. President Shanmugaratnam will visit the Heritage Village at Raghurajpur, Sun Temple in Konark, and a vaccine manufacturing plant on the outskirts of Bhubaneswar on the last day of visit to Odisha. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The ongoing Mahakumbh at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh is drawing a record number of devotees, all converging at the Triveni Sangam to take a sacred dip. This grand congregation of millions of people has not only brought immense pride to the city, but also provided a major boost to its local economy and businesses. We have more from a correspondent.
Industries such as hospitality, food, woolen materials, blankets, quilts, mattresses and electronics have witnessed a 30-40% growth in sales. It is expected to reach 50% as the grand event Mahakumbh Mela progresses. Even though the Mahakumbh has just begun, retail and wholesale businesses in the city have already seen a 2-3-fold increase in sales. Whether it is the hotel industry, retail businesses or the textile industry, all sectors have seen significant growth in the past week. Traders are hopeful of even more sales on the day of Mauni Amavasya. As the Mahakumbh progresses, further growth is expected in trades. The Mahakumbh 2025 is expected to generate a revenue of 2 lakh crore rupees. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
The scrutiny of nomination papers for the election to 70-member Delhi Assembly will take place today. The nomination process for the Delhi Assembly polls ended yesterday, with a total of over 1,000 candidates submitting their papers. Monday is the last date for the withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting on the 8th of February. The Mumbai police questioned a carpenter in connection with the knife attack on Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan at his Bandra residence. The carpenter was questioned at the Bandra police station yesterday as his facial features matched the suspected attacker. The police investigation is underway. Doctors have said the actor is recovering well and has been shifted out of the ICU. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has retained its growth projection for India at 6.5% for the next two financial years, 2025-26 and 2026-27, holding that it is in line with potential. The IMF stated this in its latest update of World Economic Outlook released yesterday. According to IMF, India maintains the fastest growth rate among the world's largest economies. The US Supreme Court has upheld a federal law proposing nationwide ban on video sharing platform TikTok beginning tomorrow unless the Chinese-owned social media is sold to a US-based owner. The unanimous ruling issued yesterday aligns with Congress and the Justice Department's stance that TikTok owned by Chinese company ByteDance poses a national security threat. The US has joined India in implementing a nationwide ban on TikTok and several other countries. In the Women's Hockey India League HIL, Delhi SG Pipers ended their winless streak with a 2-0 victory against table toppers JSW Surma Hockey Club at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela yesterday. We have a report.
With the men taking a break, the Women's Hockey League took center stage at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela yesterday, and the struggling Delhi SG Pipers, who had lost both their matches and scored no goals till now, sprung a surprise by taking down table toppers Surma Hockey Club 2-0 in a spirited display. While Delhi began strongly hoping to put their goalless streak behind, Surma held firm as the first quarter ended goalless. Delhi finally broke the deadlock with a nicely taken penalty corner in the 25th minute as Sangeeta cleverly deflected Stephanie DeGroof's shot into the net. Though Surma pressed hard to find the equalizing goal, it was Delhi who added to their lead through star striker Deepika at the start of the final quarter as her powerful drag flick made it 2-0.
Oh, bilkul! Deepika! Adbhut goal hai ye aapka!
Surma hunted in packs to get back into the game but to no avail as the Pipers clung on for the win. Today, in a blockbuster doubleheader in the men's segment in Ranchi, the Hyderabad Tufans face table toppers Tamil Nadu Dragons, while Go Nasika take on the UP Rudras in a later match. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani News.
In the Khokho World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams have advanced to the semi-finals in New Delhi. The two teams have been exceptional throughout the tournament, remaining unbeaten in all the matches. In the semi-finals, both the Indian men's and women's teams will face South Africa in their respective fixtures at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium. The women's match is scheduled to start at 7 p.m, followed by the men's semi-final at 8:15 p.m. National sports awardees have expressed their joy upon being conferred with the prestigious awards by President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Talking exclusively with Akashvani News, Arjuna awardee and Paris Paralympic gold medalist in javelin throw Navdeep Singh said that among several challenges he faced, his biggest challenge was to fight his internal battles and prove himself.
देश की तरफ से मेडल आने के बाद जो प्रोत्साहन मिल रहा है वो काफी काबिले तारीफ है खिलाड़ी का सपना होता है और आज मैं भी वो अवार्डी हूं तो मेरे को काफी अच्छा लग महसूस हो रहा है
The postal department in Bihar is set to introduce artificial intelligence AI in its services including parcel delivery booking logistics and customer centric operations Talking to Akashvani News Chief Postmaster General CPMG of Bihar Anil Kumar shared that AI integration will enhance the efficiency and capacity of the postal system
इतनी सेवा जहां दी जा रही हो जहां 47 करोड़ 50 करोड़ अकाउंट हो करोड़ों में आर्टिकल बट रहे हो करोड़ों में पार्सल बट रहे हो इतना बड़ा डाटा है वी आर सिटिंग ऑन द माइंड ऑफ ए डाटा तो उसके लिए सबसे जरूरी है डाटा एनालिसिस डाटा माइनिंग एंड आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस प्रक्रिया चालू है पार्ट एंड पार्ट में हो रहा है फुल होने में नेक्स्ट फुल फाइनेंशियल ईयर लगेगा
The India Meteorological Department IMD has said dense to very dense fog conditions is likely to continue over northwest India till tomorrow. According to the IMD, these conditions will prevail during the night and early morning hours in parts of Uttar Pradesh and West Rajasthan today and in Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh till tomorrow. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Abhishek. Hindustan Times quotes Prime Minister Modi as saying, India's auto sector reflects nation's aspirations. Future India-US relations to be heavily based on technology, says External Affairs Minister, writes the Tribune. The Times of India quotes the Ministry of External Affairs as saying, Jai Shankar Army Chief on the same page on China disengagement. At least 126 Indians joined Russian Army, 16 missing, says Centre, reports the Hindu. Israel Hamas truce all but a done deal, states Business Standard. Mystery deepens in Saif Ali assault, reports the Pioneer. Pakistan ex-PM Imran gets 14-year jail in land graft case, 7 years for wife, notes the Asian Age. Budget session of Parliament from 31st Jan to 4th April, reports the Statesman. And finally, Indians explore budget tour routes amid rupee dip, says Business Standard. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to distribute over 65 lakh property cards under Swamitva scheme to beneficiaries from 50,000 villages today. Budget session of Parliament to begin on the 31st of this month with President's address, Union Budget to be presented on the 1st of February. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh calls for need to strengthen country's offensive and defensive responses amid global turmoil. IMF retains India's economic growth outlook at 6.5% over next two financial years. US Supreme Court upholds law banning TikTok in the country from tomorrow if platform is not sold by Chinese parent company. And Indian men's and women's teams cruise into the semi-finals of the Khokho World Cup in New Delhi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.